Literary Hyperlinks, Joseph Conrad, 1857-1924. Life. Joseph Conrad was born in 1857 in Poland, now the Ukraine. At the age of 16, he traveled to Marseille in France, and for the next 4 years he worked on French ships. He then became a master mariner in the British Merchant Service and a naturalized British subject in 1886. For the next decade, he travelled widely, mostly in the Far East and Africa. In 1894, he started writing, and his experiences, especially in the Malay Archipelago in Africa, are reflected in his works. In 1896, Conrad married Jessie George, with whom he had 2 sons. Conrad died in Kent, in southeast England, in 1924. And works. Conrad wrote 13 novels, 2 volumes of memoirs, and 28 short stories, all written in English. His life at sea provided the background for much of his writing. Among Conrad's best-known works are the novels Lord Jim, Nostromo, The Secret Agent, Chance, Victory, and the novella Heart of Darkness, 1902. Though highly appreciated by many writers, among whom Henry James and Ford Madox Ford, Conrad's novels didn't become popular or financially successful until the end of his writing career. Focus on the text. Heart of Darkness. The plot. The story begins on a boat on the River Thames as Marlowe, the narrator, like a modern version of Coleridge's Ancient Mariner, tells the story of the river journey he once made into the depths of the Belgian Congo. Marlowe is employed by a Belgian company to go to the Congo on a steamer. He is horrified by the greed of the ivory traders and by the way they exploited the indigenous peoples. At a company station he hears something about Mr. Kurtz, reputed to be the company's best agent, who has set up his camp in the very heart of ivory country. Marlowe learns that Kurtz has been taken ill, and that the other ivory agents, who are jealous of his success, hope he doesn't recover. After much delay, Marlowe finally sets off on the final part of his journey, up river, to Kurtz's station. The closer he gets to Kurtz, the more he is assailed by a feeling of dread, a feeling intensified by the surrounding forest and its natives, which give Marlowe a feeling of travelling back to the earliest beginnings of the world. His ship is attacked by hostile tribesmen, and a member of his crew is killed. Further upriver, Marlowe encounters a young Russian sailor whom he discovers is a devoted follower of Kurtz's teachings. The Russian tells him how Kurtz has become like a god to the natives. As the ship approaches Kurtz's camp, Marlowe finds the river bank lined with rows of severed human heads, along with other evidence of human sacrifice, all of which tells him that Kurtz has gone beyond the limits of civilization, that he has lost his mind. He attempts to take Kurtz back, but, weakened by his illness, Kurtz dies on the return journey. His last words are, "The horror, the horror." Kurtz has seen into man's heart of darkness, and experience has destroyed him. When Marlowe meets Kurtz's fiancée in Belgium, he decides to tell her that the last word he spoke before he died was his name. Nightmares of Congo. This story is connected to Conrad's personal experiences. In 1890, Conrad went to Africa to command a vessel on the Congo River for a Belgian company. His predecessor had been killed by native Africans. Conrad was partly there simply to make a living, but at the same time he was a romantic for whom sailing was a spiritual vocation, as many of his novels testify. However, this time his travelling experience was extremely painful. His 4 months of adventure left him near death, devastated by fever. In 1891, after his return to Europe, he wrote in a letter to a friend, "I'm still plunged in deepest night, and my dreams are only nightmares." At that time, King Leopold II of Belgium had set up a number of concession companies, managed by his own representatives and their private armies, to exploit the Belgian Congo's material resources for his own gain, under the pretense of civilizing the natives, to a salutary work regime. Stylistic features. In most of his books, Conrad writes in a rich, vivid prose style with a narrative technique that makes skillful use of breaks in linear chronology. Conrad learned English as an adult and was fascinated by the richness of its vocabulary, its numerous idioms, and the force and musicality of the words. His prose is characterized by a constant awareness of the language that is his medium, the same awareness that was to become a defining feature of modernism. Conrad makes frequent use of personification of figurative language, which often creates evocative atmospheres. His narrative technique, too, is extremely original. In Art of Darkness, we have a first-person narrator who introduces the story to give voice to Marlowe, who becomes the actual teller of the story. Marlowe recounts the events of his journey in a style which distorts our perception of its time frame. Although he only actually meets Kurtz at the end of the story, Kurtz's presence, in particular his voice, pervades the whole of the story, and present, past, and future time are superimposed in Marlowe's mind. The river journey, meanwhile, takes on the hallucinatory quality of a voyage back to prehistoric epoch, a time before time, with an accompanying sense of disorientation, claustrophobia, and dread. Interpretations. Many of Conrad's stories draw upon his seafaring experiences and have imperialism as a central theme. Different critics have seen Conrad either as pro-imperialist or as a critic of imperialism. Hot of Darkness itself, because of its complexity, has been given widely differing interpretation. On the one hand, it has been interpreted as a story about colonialism and a continuity of imperialist fiction. In particular, Conrad has been criticized sharply for his stereotypical presentation of black people. On the other hand, it has also been read as a denunciation of the mechanisms of empire. From the very beginning of the text, Marlowe has to deal with the destructive process of colonization in Africa, its cruelty and exploitation, and acknowledges a tragic darkness in the heart of late 19th century Europe. His comments indicate a desire on Conrad's part to challenge the idealistic view of colonialism, which was shared by many of his contemporaries, and which can be summarized as the project of civilizing primitive peoples. In the diary he wrote during his African journey, Conrad describes the imperial adventure as the vilest scramble for loot that even disfigured the history of human conscience. Hot of Darkness can therefore be seen as a text which challenges many conventions of imperialist travel writing and adventure fiction of the time, which ideologically supported the growth of the British Empire. The second view is partly reflected in the character of Marlowe, who is much more ambivalent and problematic than the typical adventure hero. During his journey up the Congo, he has to face difficulties connected both with the dark environment and the dark nature of people, both white and black. His journey is into the heart of darkness, namely into exploited, yet still untamed Africa, but at the same time, it is a journey into the darkness of human nature. Hot of Darkness, therefore, has also been read as an inner journey into human consciousness. The character of Kurtz also reveals a remarkable depth and complexity. On the one hand, we get almost a mythical portrait of a good man, the mysterious chief of the trading company, in a mystery of pity and science and progress. But we gradually come to realize, as the story continues, that Kurtz is at the same time a manifestation of extreme evil and savagery, an unscrupulous trader in ivory and subtyrannizing his native followers, and resorting to barbarous practice to defeat his enemies. But the idea of darkness that is central to the story has other connotations. As post-colonial theorists such as Edward Said have noted, Conrad's notion of the impenetrable darkness of the African continent implies that the colonists' mapping and naming of the territory are insufficient to make it known, and in fact reveal how little the Western colonizer can know about the place and its inhabitants. In this sense, darkness represents a form of resistance to mapping and to colonization.